Thank the Lord for being a monarch one more time. I thank the Lord for deliverance. I appreciate God, appreciate Jesus, appreciate the Holy Spirit. I realize, I want to say this, I know Jesus is real. I know He's real. There's no doubt in my mind that He is a fake. He is not a fake. I want to say something here. I heard over the radio, I don't have TV, but I do listen to the news sometimes, that they said that in Norman, that's a college, said they believe in God, but they wondered about Jesus. Brother, that's a sad thing. If it wasn't for the Lamb of God, we couldn't get saved. It is through His blood. Thank the Lord. It is through His blood that we can be delivered from sin. I appreciate that. But if you don't believe in Jesus, I don't think that there's any hope. Is that right? May the Lord help us today. We're living in perilous times, difficult times. Seem like people today, they can't really get a hold and really believe that Jesus came and died on the cross to save you and I from sin. I want to turn, I thank the Lord. Lord has healed my body just recently. I appreciate the Lord. Sometimes it sort of makes me sad. I say, Lord, I want to do something for You. I want to spread the gospel. I want to show the people that this is a reality. I want people to really get a hold of God. Not just have a profession. Brother, we don't need a profession. We need genuine salvation. That's what we need. We don't need nothing else but genuine. There is all kind of religions that's in the world today. All kind. You can just pick them. Whatever kind you want, well, you go and just get it. But brother, to go to heaven, to see Jesus, brother, you're going to have to be born again. We're going to have to be delivered from sin. We're going to have to live holy and righteous and godly right here. Not some other age, but right here. Right in this world. Wickedness, cruel, sinful. We're going to have to live holy. I want to turn to Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Oh, I have a burden. It seems like that people today don't really or cannot get a hold of it or whatever. But this is a simple, plain salvation. That's all it is. There's nothing complicated about it. It's something that is able to deliver a soul from hell, deliver a soul from itself. Lord, help us today. We really need God today in our hearts. I appreciate Jesus. He didn't really have to come down here and die, but he was willing. You know, I believe, I don't know, but I believe that he knew what he had to go through with. I believe that. But because the love and the concern and the way that people is in sin and cannot help themselves, he was willing to suffer. He was willing to surrender his life that we might be free. Isn't that wonderful to be free? Oh, I'm free. Brother Michael, I'm free. Oh, listen, all the devils in hell. Brother, if God is with me and he is helping me, there's no devils in hell can hinder my life or hinder me. You believe that? I believe it. I know that this is real. I know this is true. But in the 12th chapter of Hebrews, I want to read a scripture. You know, I read this, I don't know how many times that I've read this scripture. But this time, I read this scripture, and it stirred my soul. I'm living to all that I know and understand. But it stirred my soul to realize, it says, without holiness, no man can see God. Brother, we're going to have to be holy. What is holiness? You know, it seems like people today, they got different opinions about holiness. But brother, holiness is a pure, holy life. Living it right here. Where sin abounding on every side. That's holiness. It said in the 14th verse, it says, follow peace. Brother, we can't have peace unless we are saved and delivered from sin. We can't have that peace. I realize, I've tried it. I've told this before, but I tried it. You know, people, they say, first of the year, take so much and everything. But brother, I don't depend on that now because I realize it didn't help me one bit. But when the blood applied to the heart, brother, that's when things start changing my life. And I've said this many times. I can't figure it out. Really, I can't. That night I got saved, right there at Dayton, Ohio. I can just about see my mother sitting in a rocking chair. She loves a rocking chair. And I went inside there, the door, and she looked up and she said, something has happened to you. Now how'd she know that, Brother Michael? I can't figure it out. Can you, Brother Ed? I wonder if I look different. Well, everybody said I looked the same. Said I haven't changed much, but well, I tell you, in this old body is changing. I don't know. No matter how it looks on the outside, brother, it's going to change. Yeah. But it said here, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man can see the Lord. Lord, help us today. I wonder why it stirred my life, stirred my heart. Brother, if we don't really get a hold of God and get a real experience of salvation in your soul, brother, we're going to go on haphazardly, so to speak, and not realizing that we need God in our life and in our hearts. We need Him. You know, Eileen, I tell the Lord, you know, this is a fear of a place. And I said, Lord, if you're not with me, I'm not going to get up there. Because I realize that God, it's through the mercy and the goodness of God that we're here today. It's the mercy and the goodness of God that I'm alive. That's right. Lord, help us today. I had, some of you know, but I had an affliction at Guthrie. And I thought I was going to die. I was hemorrhaging. The devil said, you're going to die. Brother, I want to say today, I'm not dead. I'm very much alive. The devil is a liar. The devil will try to confuse you. The devil will try every way he can to hinder you from living a holy life. That's right. Lord, help us. Without holiness, brother, thou Lord, stir our hearts to realize it's appointed unto man once to die. We're going to die. No matter, you know, when I was young and I was a strong man and I didn't even think about death. That's right. But you know, I'm going to die one of these days. That's right. I don't know when. Brother Beasley said, I'm going to live to be 90. Well, he don't know. But, you know, sometimes I feel like I'm going on to heaven, but I'm still here. Lord, help us today. Without holiness, brethren, we won't make it. That's right. I want to turn to John, St. John. Lord, help us today. St. John, the 8th chapter, and the 32nd verse. It said, and ye shall know the truth. Brother, this is what so many people today do not know, really know the truth. You know, they say, well, Jesus is able to help me and He's able to change my life, but they really don't know the truth. That's right. A lot of people don't know. They have a profession. That's about all they got, is a profession. But the truth is going to make us free. Truth is going to give us liberty and freedom. You know, I don't like to be in bondage, Brother Ed. that's a terrible thing, to be in bondage. But you know, the Lord dealt with me and said, son, give me your heart. Well, that was just simple. That wasn't hard. Just give him your heart. Brother, that's what we need. We need to give Jesus. Jesus our hearts. That's right. It said here, oh Lord help us, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's what made me free. That's what keep me in the narrow way. Lord help us. I had a good teacher too. Brother McCoy. Some might just look on him and... But I tell you, he had the truth. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't really get a vision. I don't think I really would get a vision of the truth, because he taught it according to the Word of God. Not his opinion, not his ideas, but the Bible. He taught the Bible. I know, I was there. He taught the truth. And the truth is going to set every one of us free. That's right. Going to set us free. Oh, you should know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. I want to turn to Romans, the 6th chapter. Lord, help us this morning. We've got a burden. We're living in perilous times. A lot of deceitfulness is going around. It's something to think about, but I'm going to say one thing here. You might not amen. The devil knows how to deceive us. That's right. He knows how to do it. I don't like to give him no credit, but he knows how to deceive us and to lead us away. But you know, don't be led away of our own. How's that say? Led away by your own. Well, you know what I'm talking about. We can be led away. And in Romans, the 6th chapter and the 18th verse, Lord help us today. Being then made free from sin, ye become the servants of righteousness. We become the servants of righteousness, not wrong, but righteousness, the right way. Servants of God. That's a high calling. May the Lord help us today. And it said, listen, we'll drop down to the 22nd verse. It says, but now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruits unto holiness. We have our fruit unto holiness. Lord help us. And the end, everlasting life. It said our fruits. What is our fruits? The fruits of the Spirit is love. Love the Lord. You know the scripture said, love the Lord with all your heart. Not just half-heartedly, but all your heart. Love the Lord with all your heart. All your soul, mind, and strength. I appreciate the Lord, how the Lord had changed our lives. And I don't know if I should say this or not, but living for the Lord, as we yield to the flesh, it is hard. That's right. If we live in the flesh, it's hard. But if we live to the Spirit, see, this is the thing that we really, really need to realize and recognize. It said to walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now that's what that means. You don't fulfill the fleshly desires that we have. You know, Paul said one place, he said, I'm crucified. Well, what's crucified? Is that killed out? With Christ. Nevertheless, I live. The inward man is crucified. That's right. It's killed out. This is where that we can get, we can be free. This is where we can live holy. This is where we need to live righteous and godly, is when we're free from sin and free from ourselves and free from the world. You know, the Bible says, love not the world. That was talking about the worldly things that's in the world. All the things that will draw us away from God. Worldly things. That will hinder us from really getting the victory in our soul. Didn't it say, lay aside every weight? You know, sin has a lot of weight. That's right. But Jesus can lift up that weight. Help us to carry what He wants us to carry. He's our helper. Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Titus. Lord, help us today. You know, I feel like a lot of people don't realize what holiness is. That's right. I just feel that way. Holiness is a pure life. Lord, help us. A pure life. What did Jesus say? Blessed are the pure. He said pure, didn't He? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what it said, didn't it? Well, here it said, without holiness, no man can see the Lord. That's man and woman both. But we want to see God. See His holiness. See His power. See His victory. We want to see that. But brother, it takes a spiritual life. A spiritual life. Turn to Titus, the second chapter. And the 12th verse says, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, it said denying. We've got to be willing to deny ourselves. We're going to have to be willing to deny the things that will hinder us. We're going to have to deny everything that seemed like that. Well, you know, every one of us has been raised a little different. But we are going to have to walk according to the Spirit. That will bring holiness to our life. But it said here, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, it said, that's of the world, we should live soberly. You know what soberly is? It's a balance. A holiness life is a balanced life. It's not up and down. It's a balanced life. Lord, help us. It says of worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world. The world that we're living in today. Not another world, but the world that we're living in today. It talks about, Lord help us, in this present world, looking for that blessed hope. You know, this is something I thought about how people today, I just wonder if they really believe that Jesus died on the cross. I just wonder that. Seems like a lot of people don't even believe that. But brother, it's true. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God. I want to express that great God. He's a great God. And he's got a great son, Jesus Christ. Lord, help us today. It said, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. You know, if he hadn't gave himself for us, we could not live holy. We cannot have holiness. But the Lord made a way, or God made a way through Christ that we can. I want to say that again. We can live holy right here. And righteous and godly. Lord help us today. This is the Bible. This is nothing strange or anything, but Jesus' blood is powerful. That's right. It can change a man, no matter how low in sin, how deep in sin that we are. He can change our lives. He can turn us around completely. Well, he turned me around completely, Brother Michael. And I'm still saved. You know, I appreciate Michael. He tells me, he said, are you saved? Well, you know, I thought about that. You can go, you can be in camp meeting for about 10 days and maybe rejoice and just enjoy yourself. But when you go away, the devil's going to work and you might not be saved. That's right. Lord help us. You know, he's right. I said, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that the Lord is with us. I'm glad the Lord has given us power. I can't do this within my own strength. Well, I'm not a young man, like I said. I'll be 76 in November. And I don't know how long I'm going to live. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, as long as I'm living, I'm going to preach the gospel. I'm not going to let down. You might say, brother, you're boasting. No, I'm not boasting. We don't have to let down. We've got power from on high. If we've got power from the earth, we might say that we can be lost. But we've got a power from on high that will strengthen the inward man. That will keep us going the right way. You know, I talked about the error of the wicked. That was why I sort of, it slipped my mind, wicked. The devil. Devil is so wicked. You know, people, they say, well, you don't need to hate, but I hate the devil. He knows it too. That's right. He knows I hate him. And all this week, he just aggravated me all this week. But that's his job. There's no use of me getting discouraged. He's just doing his job. But I want to say another thing. Christ is doing his job. That's right. He's doing his job. And his job is far greater than the job of the devil. That's right. Oh, I'm free. You know, I like that song. I'm free. The Lord has saved me. You know, I appreciate the Lord. I got saved in 1961. You know, the old devil, he said, oh, you're going to miss a lot of fun. And I did. I have to admit, I had some fun when I was in sin. But it wasn't nothing to strengthen the inward man. All the outward. Lord, help us today. We want the Lord to strengthen the inner man. We want the Lord to help us. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us. Brother, if he redeemed us, we're free. We're free. We're free indeed. It said, might redeem us from just a few iniquities. It didn't read like that, did it? You know, people, they say, well, Brother Gordon, you don't know what I go through with. No, I don't. But Jesus knows. And he'll help you. You know, I'm glad I have Jesus in my life. Then I can be strong. It talks about being strong in the Lord. If we don't have Jesus, we're not very strong. But if we've got Jesus in our life and in our hearts, brother, we can just go down, and that don't mean that we're proud, testifying, I've got victory in my soul. You know, the enemy, he will come in and he say, now you're just bragging. And you know what I say? I say, well, I'm bragging for the Lord. I'm not bragging on myself. Lord, help us today. Holiness. I just wonder how many people really believes in holiness. Holiness is real. It is able to change a man's life. I mean, really change a man's life. Redeem us from all iniquity. It says all iniquity, so that takes in everything. And purify unto himself a peculiar people. Lord, help us today. A special people. A peculiar people, zealous of good works. Good works. Everything that is of God is good. Everything of the devil is bad. I want to turn to Colossians. Lord, help us today. Colossians, the first chapter. And talk about, starting at the 10th verse, the first chapter of Colossians, the 10th verse. That ye might walk worthy. You know, holiness is walking worthy. Worthy. Worthy of the Lord. Unto all pleasing. Are we really pleasing the Lord? Lord, help us. If we're yielding to the flesh, we're not pleasing the Lord. If we're yielding to the Spirit, then we're pleasing the Lord. But it said unto all pleasing, being fruitful. Oh, thank the Lord. What kind of fruit are you bearing? Are we bearing fruit that the people may desire to have what you have? Lord, help us. What kind of fruit are we bearing? Being fruitful in every good work and increasing. Are we increasing in the knowledge? Lord, help us today. In the knowledge of God? Or are we increasing in the flesh? Increasing in the flesh. We don't want to increase in the flesh. But we want to increase in spiritual things. Knowledge of God. Strengthen with all might. God is a mighty God. According to His glorious power. Oh, thank the Lord today. A glorious power. Isn't that wonderful? A glorious power. Brother Purvis, isn't that a beautiful picture? Glorious power. Unto all patience. and long suffering with joyfulness. Holiness is joyfulness. That's right. Lord, help us. You know, the Lord gave me that scripture, without holiness. And like I said, I've preached on it, you know. Not this message, but I've preached on that, and it seemed like it didn't hit me like it did this time. And I realize that I'm getting up in years, and I could go out in eternity. Any time. I believe that's what stirred my soul. I want to enter into the portals of glory with victory. I want the Lord. I want to hear the Lord spiritually, I'm talking about. Hear the Lord, come, thou faithful servant. Faithful servant. You know, the Lord can say that. Come, thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. Brother, have we been faithful? Lord, help us today. Come, thou faithful servant. You've been faithful. You've been clean. You've been pure. You've been holy. You've been righteous. Through all this turmoil and all this situation. Been faithful. The Lord wants faithful men and women. He don't want people up and down. He don't want people deceived. He wants people, and I thought about Brother Sam, and says, steady as they go. Steady. Steady as they go. Lord, help us. Are we steady? You know, I heard a man say one time, he was talking about another religion. I don't think that we can compare ourselves with sectism. And I don't think that we are above, but we are above in spiritual things. That's right. Spiritual things. Maybe they are exalted in natural things. I mean, sectism. And where they look up to their preachers, you know? You know, I never did want anyone to look up to me. I'm just a servant. That's right. I'm not no better than anybody else that's living holy and righteous and godly. But you know these preachers, I'm Reverend so-and-so. Have you heard that, Brother Michael? I'm your minister. Lord, help us. You know, Jesus was the lowly Lamb of God. He's our example. He set the example before us. And what did he say? He says, follow me. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. But Christ said, follow me. I'll lead you. in the right path. I will strengthen you. This is Christ. I'm talking about Christ. I'll strengthen you. I'll give you victory where victory is needed. I'll give you power where power is needed. Lord, help us. Do you still love me? You know, one place in the scriptures, I can't get a hold of it now, it says, how did that go? Something about, they went away. They didn't love Jesus. He told the disciples, he said, will you also go away? He told his disciples that, Jesus, the Savior of the world. Are you going to go away? You know, he didn't say, well, you come back. Come back. I'll change my way of thinking. He didn't say that. This was a loving Jesus, loving Savior. He had to love us, to die on the cross, to suffer, to bear the reproach. Lord, help us. He didn't tell them to, I'll change my truth. I'll change my words. People can change. That's right. They can change their attitude. They can change their words. Well, I believe this way. You know, I've heard people say, I don't believe like you believe. I believe this way. This is my belief. Brother, belief is not going to see God. The only one that's going to see God is when they're delivered from sin and have that real, genuine salvation in their hearts and in their soul, then they're going to see the plan of God. They're going to see the love of God. They're going to see the power of God. Lord, help us today. Help us to realize, set strength in with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. I thought about one time, it's been a while back, that I didn't really have the patience that I had, that I should have. The Lord let something come my way. I appreciate how the Lord dealt with my life. And it was a hard thing. And I murmured. You know, the Lord seen that same thing my way again. And Brother Michael, I didn't murmur. He didn't send that no more. You know, people today, you know, I've heard people say, oh, Brother Gordon, I'm going through a trial. I'm seem like I just can't make it. You know what I tell them? I said, the Lord's working with you. Yeah. Don't be discouraged. The Lord is working with you. Oh, it's hard. Brother, let's get victory over all these problems. The Lord has victory. for every one of us. But the Lord finally got me to where that I had patience. You know, I'm glad for that. Now I got patience. You know, I used to be fast, but now I'm slow. It's old age, but I think it's more than that. Lord, help us. We need patience. The Lord has it for us. Oh, Lord, help us today. I want to turn to Philippians, the third chapter. Lord, help us today. This has been my burden. I realize, I know, that God's church is not going to fail. I can say that with boldness. His church will not fail. But I want to say another thing. But people can fail. That's right. People can fail. Lord, help us. We're still in the flesh. We're not obeying the flesh, but we're in the flesh. And Paul said one place, he said, I bring under my body. In other words, the Holy Spirit, if he has full charge of our life, he can control this body, the Holy Spirit. This is where that it is needful for us to have the Holy Spirit in our lives. Because it said that he will lead us. Isn't that a wonderful leader? He will guide us in all truth. In all truth, not just a few, but he knows what we can take. And he has given us victory over everything that will try to hinder us from going through with victory. Lord, help us today. I appreciate the Lord so much. It said, I press toward the mark. What is the mark? Holiness. That's the mark. Without holiness, no man can see the Lord. So that's the mark, isn't it? I press toward the mark. Oh, may the Lord help us today. Mark for the prize. Do we want the prize? What is the prize? Eternal life? Entering in at the portals of glory? Is that the prize? Oh, listen to what it said. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling. Paul called it a high calling. Brother, this is a high calling. Don't let the enemy push you down and say, well, you need to be humble. Surely we need to be humble. But this is a high cost. Christ paid a severe price for this. Oh, may the Lord help us. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It said in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect. It says perfect. What is perfect? What is perfect to you? What is perfect to me? What is perfect to God? As many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto me. See how merciful He is? Reveal things. He's revealed a lot of things to me since I've been saved. He revealed this thing. Brother, today, listen, we need our hearts to be opened up to where God can talk to our hearts, where the Lord can deal with us. Where the Lord can just give us the real meaning of things that maybe we're confused with. Lord, help us. Reveal. I want the Lord to reveal to me. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if I'm doing anything that's wrong, reveal this to me. If you send me a trial to help me, Lord, I appreciate it. I won't murmur. I won't complain. I'll take it with patience. But Lord, I want you to reveal to me. I don't want the enemy to reveal things to me. I want you to reveal things to our hearts. Oh Lord, help us today. Lord, bless us today, we pray. Lord, help us. You know, I realize that this is a close way. I'm talking about a close way. And all these rough places and things that's in our life, we're going to have to lay aside. All the things that is contrary to the Spirit of the Lord, lay it aside. Be willing. Ask the Lord to give you power to lay them aside. Ask the Lord to help you to be willing to humble our hearts before God. Help us, Lord. I realize. Oh, may the Lord help us today. We're living in a warfare. The enemy is battling very hard. We need the power from on high. It said ye should receive power. It didn't say before, but it says after. Ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost to come upon you. Lord, help us today now. I'm concerned. You know, people don't realize. I thought about the devil. That's what he told me. He said, you just got one life. That's all you got is one life. He said, live it up. You know, people is living it up. You know, they're putting a pleasure before God. That's right. But we need to put God before pleasure. That's right. Lord, help us today. Help us to realize that we're all going to die one of these times. And when we die, when we give up the ghost, where will we be? Ask us this question. Where will we be if we die today? Are we going to see God? Are we going to hear the Lord say, come, thou faithful servant? Is our heart clear before God? You know, it didn't say for Brother Gordon to examine your heart. It didn't say that. It said to examine your heart. Every individual in this under this tabernacle, examine your heart. A preacher shouldn't examine you, but you ought to examine your heart yourself and see where you stand before God. If you are living a holy life, if you are living according to the Bible, you know, I heard someone say, you can't live according to the Bible. That's unbelief. That's right. We can live holy. What about Peter over there said, be ye. What does that mean, be ye? Holy, even as I am. You know Christ is holy. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Lord, help us today. Except holiness, we're not going to make it. I don't want to discourage no one. But we can have a holy life. We can live holy. We don't have to live like the world. We don't have to live like everybody's living and living it up and all this. We can be sound. I thought about the scripture says sound doctrine. Sound doctrine. Not a wishy-washy doctrine. A sound doctrine. Something that's pure. Something that will hold you to the end. Lord, help us today. I realize, and I know without a shadow of a doubt, that people can live holy and righteous and godly right here in this life. Over here in Philippians, the first chapter, and the 21st verse, it said, "For to me to live, everlasting life. For me to live is Christ." That's what it says, doesn't it? Lord, help us. For me to live is Christ. He said, and to die is gain. You know, I wondered about that for a while, to die. Then I thought about if we are ready to go, if we are clear in our souls, but that, brother, that's a good time to die. Because the Lord has said, "Come, thou faithful servant." It said, but if I live in the flesh, oh Lord, help us today. If I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I now choose, I want not. For I am in a strait betwixt two. You know, people today is in a strait. That's right. They're in a strait. They're wondering what to do. But I pray today, God wants us to live holy. The Lord wants us to live godly. The Lord wants us to live according to the plan of God. Our fruit is holiness. That's what we need to go by. And it's simple. You don't have to do sin. You don't have to go out in the world. But I pray today that we will look into our hearts and really realize and really know within your heart what holiness is. You know, I believe a lot of people really don't know what holiness is. But I pray that you will help us to really understand what holy living is right here in this world. You pray for me.